Our latest entrepreneurial entree into the fragile economic market of the South End is Tattoo You. Armed with dye-injecting needles and a menacing array of bicep tats, biker Bob Kowalski opened up his body art emporium in the cleaning supply room of Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow's Rogaine outlet beneath Windy Rear Outlet. The opening week alone, biker Bob adorned 30 arms, torsos, and lower calves with artworks ranging from colorful butterflies and cute unicorns to snarling hounds of hell and a blood-dripping dagger with the always popular logo, No Losers. Bob acknowledges that he's fighting a long-held stereotype of body art that's a bit negative. Mostly it's the old farts, he said in an exclusive interview for the Crab Cracker. They equate it with a sailor's drunk in some port town. Next morning he wakes up with the worst hangover of his life and the wrong girlfriend's name on his chest. Bob tells us he doesn't get many sailors, and he's reluctant to inscribe current girlfriends' names. Scrutinizing the hundreds of graphic images posted on the salon walls, I ask what are some of the favorites of us Southenders. He admits it's a bit early to say, but he'd done a couple of dragons for the guys, and the little butterflies popular among the ladies. They like it right about bikini line, or just visible below the top of the bra line, he says, then laughs and admits, me too, not bad work if you can get it. With all the artists down here, I make the mistake of asking if he plans to use any of them to create one-of-a-kind tattoos. This rankles him. Why don't you go ask them if they're going to use any of the other artists' art to make theirs, you jerk? I took his point without the dye, apologized, and took a hasty departure. Artists are hypersensitive people, in case you've somehow never stumbled down to Colony Central here at the Nettlesome South End. Biker Bob will make a fine addition. On my way past a stack of detergent and window cleaning supplies, I passed a client coming in, about 18, pierced nose, tongue stud, three tiny diamonds glittering in a clean row on her earlobe. Go for the butterfly, I meekly suggest. Her accompanying boyfriend glared ominously at me and advised I mind my own business. You know, if I had one. Biker Bob apparently does.